So, guys, I have some bad news.
No. What?
Our beloved menu of Taco Bell is being ripped up from the ground. They're getting rid of so much stuff from Taco Bell, dude.
Like what?
You want the list?
Let's hear the list.
You want to cry? Because I did.
Okay.
Are they at least keeping quesadillas?
Here's the list. Grilled steak soft taco.
What?
7-layer burrito.
Well, that's
a good one.
Yeah.
Nacho
yeah.
Supreme.
Eh.
Huh. Beefy Fritos burrito, which is actually a solid choice.
That's like amazing. Your dirty
mouth. I got that every time I go.
It's so good.
So good.
Spicy tostada, which I've had once. Sorry. I've
never had that.
Triple layer nachos.
Never had that.
Spicy potato soft taco. Cheesy fiesta potatoes.
Mm.
The loaded griller section.
That's a good one.
And the for breakfast, they're getting rid of the mini skillet bowl.
Okay.
I think I have AV and breakfast there once. But the thing that absolutely kills me.
Don't do this to me.
They're getting rid of the quesaritos.
Look at that. You upset John.
What fool. What idiot. What animal is deciding these things?
So once they declared this, did their stock price just plummet? Like,
should have.
I'm going to buy stock and pull it out.
Buy stock and throw it in the dirt.
Now, Tim, would this be a front against Abadar right here?
Yes, it would be because it is an affront to public health.
Yeah.
Because, okay, you're like...
I'm pretty sure Taco Bell is front of
a bastion of health.
Shut your dirty mouth, John. Let me tell you, okay? When most people think about public health, they think, oh, my tummy hurts. Oh, there's still lead in Flint water, Michigan. Fix that. But there is another crisis that is going on in this country. It is the mental health crisis. And let me tell you, and that is one thing America sucks at. And let me tell you, Taco Bell getting rid of these items, it is an assault on our mental health. Because how many days did you have a terrible shift? You just like had people yelling at you. You had people complaining about, I don't know, whatever the heck people want to complain about. And you're just like, you know what? Let me just cruise on down to Taco Bell. Get me a beefy Fritos burrito. Have that crunch in my mouth and just forget all that.
You know what
stuff.
The greatest affront is? The greatest affront is this. This is not the first time they've taken something I loved off the menu. They had something from the Loaded Grillers called the Chipotle Chicken Loaded Griller.
Oh, I do remember that.
That was my favorite thing on the menu.
Chipotle stuff was pretty good.
And they took it from me.
You have to march right up the corporate. Just go up there.
I want to slay somebody.
It's just a lot of stuff to take off.
Wait, it looks like the quesarito is only being removed from the menu boards. You can still order it on the digital,
it's the secret.
Like on the app.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Ooh. So I think you can still order
some light has been returned to this world.
I read the fine print, but still, why would they take it off the menu boards?
Because they're phasing it out.
They are phasing it out.
Well, they don't want people to know. They want to keep people in the dark. They want to keep us, the public, in the
dark. Are you sure they're phasing out? Because it was like the cheesy gordita crunch when that was taken off the menu, but you could still order the hell out of it. Mm. Like, it was like the secret menu or whatever. Like, they don't advertise it, but it's still there.
I don't know a single person that walks into a Taco Bell and goes, all I want is the soft shell tacos. I don't want to meet that person. That person is not cool.
Oddly enough, Rebecca always orders a soft taco.
I actually, whenever I get a meal, instead of the hard taco, I get the soft.
Oh, of course, yes.
Put your money where
it's not like I'm going, give me nothing but soft shell tacos.
It's definitely an accessory.
Even if we do get, like, what's it, like the 12-count taco box or whatever. I mean, we get that because, one, the toddlers eat that pretty easy.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, hand that to my kid. But, like, I don't know. Even when I do get that, I still have, like, my own house to put on it. So it's more like a base that you can... You know,
build on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing I kind of hated about it is, like, quesadillas. It's just, like, trash food, but it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But I always saturate the crap out of it with hot sauce.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Douse it.
Mm-hmm. The real moral of the story is find your local Mexican food establishments.
Yes. That's
shout
true.
Out to El,
there.
Shout out to El Jefe.
In
Maryland.
Toteca, I think it was.
Where's that?
In Salisbury.
Ah.
Taco Bell.
La Toteca. Latte taco.
Taco what? Bell is trash, but El Jefe has the best beef tongue tacos.
Oh, I remember trying that once with you. That was pretty good.
It's so good.
If you've never had beef tongue, you haven't lived.
Yeah.
I had beef tongue like roasted over a Boy Scout campfire. And is like, you know, trash cooking Boy Scouts are, you know, as trash Boy Scouts are.
Your troop, maybe.
No. This is at like Boy Scout camp, Blue Ridge Mountain Resort. Like, I didn't, it was, not, this is some other troop. I don't know who. Because my troop 765, we cooked good. We ate good.
In 765, we ate well.
Hey, we ate well too, Jesus.
Like, well, anyways.
We had stuff up. Like deer meats. I mean, we had a lot of deer meats.
So. Oh, yeah.
Deer meat stew, yo.
Anyway, back to your beef tongue.
Back to the beef tongue. As trash those Boy Scouts were cooking the beef tongue, it was perhaps the greatest meat I've ever tasted in my life. It
is probably the most tender cut of beef.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Get your beef tongue.
Yeah.
Go to your local taco truck.
Eat beef tongue, yeah, you wimps.
But do you remember the name of that taco truck that's by the 7-Eleven?
I don't know if it has a name. I think it's just the taco truck.
I mean, Ken Island. It's self-explanatory. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's also the Pupuseria. I know anybody who doesn't live in, you know, Eastern Shore, Stevensville, Maryland, doesn't care about any of these
restaurants. The Pupuseria has amazing, amazingly good tacos.
But bottom line is, we live in super white country,
yes.
Yeah.
Like Eastern Shore, Hick, Maryland, and there's like three really good authentic Mexican food restaurants here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's probably one in your area too.
So
go find them.
Yeah.
And only go to Taco Bell if it's like, you know, midnight.
And right. You're really drunk.
Drunk,
and actually. If you want a cheesy Frito Breaver, oh wait, no, never mind. Divest from Taco Bell.
Divest.
My order for Taco Bell was a Chipotle chicken snack wrap and a steak quesarito. And they fucking took it from me.
I think my next order that, considering it's only on the online app or whatever, it's probably going to be 100 quesadillas. I'm just going to freeze them all.
Exactly.
Sell them later.
Stock up. No, I'm going to eat them all. Those are for me. You know, something else that was taken from me was the chance to steal Adelar's shadow. I wanted it so bad. I wanted his shadow.
You could have auctioned it off.
Well, I said no, bitch.
Get out the hole. You want to know what would have happened if his shadow got stolen?
I would love to know that.
So if his entire shadow gets stolen, a shadow spawn
arises
from it. If Adelar would have died...
He would have become a shadow.
No, if Adelar died when his shadow was a shadow spawn, it would have transformed into a full shadow.
Ah, God.
Oh. Yep.
Yes, incorporeal creatures. Always
horrifying
fun.
Shit.
Yep. It'd be cool to send, like three or four of those at a party.
Oh,
that'd be
yeah.
a hard fight.
Yeah. How about you shut up,
that'd
Kelly?
Be a scary fight.
How about like you four stop talking?
Specters come out and just start stealing everyone's shadows.
Gosh. Shit, it's like first edition Pathfinder. Shadows are horrible.
Oh yeah,
horrible
yeah.
creatures.
No. There are some good changes from first to second, in which the regular shadow just had resistance 5 to everything. Do you have, and then it had double resistance against mundane item, mundane weapons. So you could still hit it. You probably had to be a barbarian to get past that resistance, but you could.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was really excited to throw that creature.
Yeah, close.
No, it was definitely a fight because the moment he started pulling Adelar's shadow, you guys were like, uh-oh.
Well, you had two of them, right? Two more turns until the shadow was completely ripped off, right?
I think it was just one.
It was a one action to pull a shadow.
Yep.
So he could have just done it.
If it got around to its turn again, it would have had a little friend.
Yeah. But, so you guys had settled down for the night last time. Adelar, you sort of wake up in a cold sweat when it comes to your shift.
Adelar, groggily, he...
So, Benson, you gonna wake him up?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, were we doing shifts, like pairs or no?
I imagine Benson stayed up most of the night.
Yeah.
Until he absolutely has to sleep, he will go over and... How does Adelar look?
So, when you come over to Adelar, it looks like he is already awake and he looks like kind of like disturbed, but... looks like he's trying to, like, as he sees you approaching, he kind of just kind of tries to put on his stoic face.
Is everything all right?
Benson, I, Yes, I think everything is fine. It must be that shadowy, you know, it took a lot from me, so I think I'm just shaking off the effects of its grasp. I'm sure that's all it is.
Can I roll anything to find out he's lying?
Yeah, man. All I gotta do is roll a...
It'll be a perception check.
Perception against...
Against my deception. Which is, probably very low.
I'm pretty good at that.
Deception starts with a D. What'd you get?
Let's see. 15 on the die, so 21.
You can tell... You critically succeed, so you can definitely tell without a doubt that I'm lying.
Listen. I can help you if you need it. And Benson genuinely looks uncomfortable. If I can help in any way, let me know. I can only do what I know to do. So, if you think I can help you, let me know. I will.
Thank you, Benson. Do you believe in prophetic dreams?
And the second you say prophetic dreams, I think they could exist. I don't know. Dreams are dreams.
Yes, that's probably all it was. Just a dream.
Forgive me, I need to sleep.
Yes.
Are you going to take off all your armor?
I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, as you shove off to bed, Adalar makes his way over to Kezra and gives him a little shove. Like, Kezra, it's time for our watch.
No. You. Yeah. What?
So he takes out his wand of create water and splashes a little on your face.
I hate that thing already.
I didn't know it'd come in handy so quickly.
At least it makes you always look like you've pissed your pants.
Such is the curse of Avatar.
You could just like hold this stick on him too, because it's all damp.
So yeah,
you're
just yeah.
Like, it's clammy.
Drips. Drips on me.
It's constantly wet. Oh. Yeah.
So I imagine that Kezra and Adalar, they kind of make their way to like the edge where it like kind of drops into like the river.
Mm.
Adalar probably has like light cast on like some rock or something. And they're just kind of sitting there, obviously still pretty groggy. And I think once both of them start to wake up a little bit, Adalar goes, Kezra, I've been meaning to talk to you. Have you ever read the Order of Numbers, the sacred text of Abaddon?
I skimmed it. You've given it to me a couple times, of course. I've looked at it.
Well, of course, yes. As you are studying the great book, I am sure you are familiar with the passage where it talks about how all workers should have a fair wage for their duties and that no one should be forced into any kind of service that they do not willingly give themselves to, and that they should be fairly compensated. I was reflecting in my daily preparation before we start our shift about... Abaddon kept bringing to mind Pippin's Arf, and I have a bad feeling that they think they owe you some sort of debt that they don't actually. Have you given any thought to them?
Now that you mention it, I do recall that passage. You know, as you can tell, I've reveled in the idea of them worshipping me as a god. But, you're right here with... how Abaddar views the stain that is slavery. It does make me a little uneasy when they call themselves slaves and so willfully just punish themselves at my will. It is unsettling.
Indeed, I think perhaps it might stem from maybe their previous experience with maybe other dragons who might have treated them harshly, but I think that it is only just of us to, you know, maybe offer them some sort of job, it would seem. I mean, I don't know about you, but with us clearing out the Citadel terrain, I felt Abadar prodding me that perhaps maybe this will be our great compensation that has been in store for us. And if that is the case, we will need stewards to look out for after it. And I think, I don't know, I think they would enjoy it.
Agreed. You know, they, no harm in them continuing their worship of me, but as long as we don't take it for granted, and I think giving them a stewardship role may be maybe a good compromise here, as after all, the Citadel is basically ours already. But yes, I agree.
Yes, perhaps when we see them again, we can propose it to them and let them know that, well, you know, I believe the only god is Abadar, so maybe we can get the nonsense out of their head of you being some sort of deity. You are a fearsome warrior, Kezra, but you are no god.
Yes. But you can't just let me have some fun. Yeah. They are of dragon blood, and it is, it may be difficult to get that indoctrination out of them. Dragons, of course, do from time to time keep slaves or charmed servants. So, but yes, we need to make this clear to them that they are free-thinking, but they are welcome to hang around.
Yes, of course. I have enjoyed their company. They are quite the companions. I never imagined myself befriending dragons when I first came to Breach Hill.
They're good at finding my pants. That's for sure.
Abadar knows you need the help. So I think probably the rest of the time they're probably just skipping rocks in the lake.
Plunk. Plunk. It's like, what the hell is that? God.
I want to flash over to Breach Hill, where Pip and Zarf are.
Have you ever heard of the Gospel of Kezra?
Like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Kezra, the great and mighty!
Like, get out of my house.
They just go... Jehovah's Witnesses, basically. Oh my gosh. They're knocking on everyone's door.
So, you guys spend the rest of your time on your shift. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to start the... I would say day, but it's pitch black in here, so...
Well, whoever can cast light, I mean...
Yeah.
I guess we were doing double shifts, but, yeah, like... I would say Elk would definitely be awake one of the first earlier.
We have an ever-burning torch as well.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And light spell, if needed.
If I'm not mistaken, ever-burning torches either glow green or blue.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's really neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys have that, so... You guys take your time resting up. It's not exactly entirely comfortable because it's very wet, very creepy. You get your long rest in. How do you guys want to start?
Benson will... He wakes up in darkness and he just... Adelar holds his shield up.
Yes, Benson?
Can you pass light on this?
Sure.
And I will just immediately... I'll make sure everyone's awake, and then I just keep moving forward.
It's... Gotta actually point out that, like, how disorienting that would be. You wake up, and it's just pitch black.
Yeah.
Like, you're just...
Yeah.
Am I blind? Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Alright, so Benson gets up and just starts moving.
Everyone's like half asleep, and Benson's just like already down the dungeon.
Yep.
Benson, wait. Before we proceed any further into potential danger, did we want to decipher the writings in Vaz's journal?
Yes, I suppose we should do that.
Alright, so Adelar prays Abadar. Please grant me the knowledge to ascertain these strange writings and discover their secrets.
And he casts Comprehend Language.
Very nice.
So the journal becomes legible to you now. Does it tell you what language it was, by the way?
Let me see.
I mean, I'll straight up tell you. I was just curious if it did or not.
Can we all make guesses? We'll say Abyssal for some reason.
Just says the target can understand the meaning of a single language it is hearing or reading when you cast a spell.
Gotcha. So you're able to understand this language. Vaz's journal is quite interesting.
Could I actually try to do like a knowledge scribing to see if I can, you know, see what kind of language it is?
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, new day. Maybe I have some more insight. That's a nat 20, baby!
Hey!
So after looking at this again, you realize that this grim language is something called Necril.
Oh, wow.
It is the language of the undead.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, I would have seen that around Cheliax, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Maybe. With her, maybe the handwriting threw you off or something, and right. Now you're like, oh, duh.
Necrol.
Yeah. So, when translated, it describes in great detail about her diabolical plan of setting up and running the Assassination Guild, as well as the future of her laboratory under Hell Knight Hill. She even had a layout of the room she wanted to occupy, and where she wanted to hold subjects of experimentation, a library, and her personal quarters, complete with drawings of very grandiose and macabre aesthetics.
Wait, which was going to be her personal quarters?
I don't know.
Oh. I was like, what's the floor plan like? Did she tear down any walls for an open concept field?
I mean, I'm pretty sure we got every secret passage in that place, too.
You guys had cleared it out. So she finds some very nice room, and like I said, she had drawings of it all. Like she had,
wow.
Yeah, she was really, really banking.
Obviously, not the one with Big Bumble in it.
No, it all feels like she was destined to fulfill this desire of morbid power. Several pages toward the back of the book, you find her research into Alceta's ring. A bulk of the notes come from old reports written by soldiers during the Goblin Blood Wars. Who wants the next handout?
I like reading.
Send it to Tim.
Adelar's the only one.
He's literally the one reading it.
It's like, this is an A. Just read it.
As I'm kind of relaying to, you know, to the group what I'm like finding out, and then I come across this and I'm like, wait, everyone. This looks important. It seems like this is an account of perhaps from a soldier. It's said in 4689 AR, Fire Day, Garzrum the 17th. We confronted a group of goblins who had taken up residence in a series of caves not far from Breach Hill. After we defeated them, we kept one alive, hoping it would provide us with valuable information. We ventured into the cave system, thinking there might be more. What we discovered was an entrance into a much older ruin that the surviving goblin begged and pleaded us to not look into. Assuming he was hiding more of his tribe inside, we marched on. What we found is nothing short of bizarre. There was a massive circular room with a ring of strange archways going all the way around the perimeter of the chamber, each one decorated with symbols none of us could decipher ourselves. We were ultimately driven away from the area by an enormous animated statue that seemed to emerge from from nearby doors to attack. I lost two men into the encounter, and so the surviving goblin was struck down instantly as well. This is quite disturbing. It's talking about the massive circle, and we're learning about Alceta's ring. Why, I think we might be onto something that is legends come alive.
Vaz's notes continue on for a great number of volumes. One book, entitled Rituals and Testing, has a very revealing chapter within it. Flashback. We see Vaz as she's walking through this long hallway. She's sort of speaking to herself in a monologue.
I managed to get into the Citadel vaults today. Roxy Den simply gave me a look, but her scowl is suited for everyone, so I don't actually know how she feels. If she double-crosses me, I will turn her into something far more gruesome than I've ever done before. A totem mask would certainly test my abilities, and would seem fitting for Roxy's future in Undeath.
Please no.
Back to the task at hand, though. I made my way into the vaults and set up all the necessary ritual supplies and reagents. My attempt to speak with the ancient spirits buried within Hell Knight Hill were finally underway. When I called upon the powerful souls with which to commune, only one answered my summons. She's sitting there on in front of a small table with these necromantic rituals and reagents, and the ghostly figure of a Hell Knight rises from the floor.
What do you want, vile witch? I was almost at the throne of Erasmo when you ripped me back to this plane.
Quiet yourself, Renton Vaselli. The Master of Blades will get what he desires again soon.
I want it now!
He roars as his spirit lunges at Vaz, stopping only an inch from her face. He knows there is nothing he can actually do to receive his rest. You will only receive your eternal slumber when you give me what I require. It is your duty, after all.
The old Hell Knight's face and form begins to twist and contort through his anger, before finally settling back to just a hazy visage of himself.
Fine. I'll tell you.
Vaz lets a slight smirk peek from the corner of her lips. Tell me, spirit. There is a ring of portals below in this place. What do you call it?
He sort of thinks for a second.
We never fully understood the contraption. Its name is Alceta's Ring. Wait, what exactly are you planning, Necromancer?
Yes. Just as I suspected. My research already led me to something called the Iodora. Ancient portals created by the elves even before Earthfall. The six portals your band of devil worship have found links to six different sites within this system.
You'll never be able to access their abilities. We never could. Nothing but pretty stone arches now.
Where do you think they could lead, if they could be activated?
One of them we think led to Kionin. Nothing but rubble now. Good riddance.
You serve me well, Master of Blades. Even in death you serve. The Order of the Nail is ever dutiful, after all.
She seems to be preying upon the Hell Knight's dutiful service.
I pray Asmodeus takes your soul when you leave this place, witch. Because where he is, I will be. And I will make sure he witnesses a vengeance that no other mortal can achieve. I'm going to spend my eternity in hell, chopping you to pieces.
Vaz dismisses the spirit and begins cross-referencing her notes right away, as if she completely ignored his threats. I need to find the keys to these portals. I won't be able to access any of the remaining portals without them. I also need to discover where the remaining portals lead. A broken one does me little good. Once I secure the site, and I'm provided with time to study these archways with my own eyes, all their secrets will be revealed to me.
The last few pages of her journal are notes from a few days, you think.
I've spent the last several days exploring these damned caves within Guardian's Way. I suspect that I will find a cave linking to Alceta's ring. Most of my troubles have been the great number of vermin within the dripping walls of this place. I've cleared out so many. I must be close. I made it to the most peculiar place the other day. A cave full of spiders, but there was also the strange woman who seemed to be able to manipulate the spiders as easily as I command my undead minions. She was vicious and dangerous. I managed to flee, but I will return once again with more skeletons. Perhaps those fools from the Call for Heroes would suit my army well.
Sucks to suck.
She's being chopped up right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
So now, she's in the River of Souls.
How long does it normally take? Is it like an hour?
It's a while.
So this ring of Alceta is not a piece of jewelry then?
No, it's a portal system, is what I'm gathering from this. It lines up with the stories I was told as a boy.
Curious. Perhaps. Is this why the stairs at the Citadel were collapsed?
That would make sense.
It's down below. But who collapsed it, and when?
And why?
And why?
And why does us running through these catacombs make any sense when we have this? Why are we here?
Well, if something of this immense power is just beneath the Citadel Alterine, I think it is our duty to make sure that it has not fallen in bad hands already. For if someone has already figured out how to use this portal, they could use it against Breach Hill.
Perhaps we could find a way to use it to our own means.
Indeed.
She said that she was exploring these tunnels to find the lower levels, right?
That is what I think.
What was that passage marking about a spider woman?
Oh, right. It seems that it may be further in the cave system. There's some sort of guardian in the way. A guardian in the way.
Huh.
Gotta hate you.
Ruin everything, Tim.
You give us all one gold piece for that joke.
Fuck you!
I demand a refund.
I find that spiders burn easily, so if we encounter anything like that, fear not.
And at that, Adalar flicks a mote of flame in his hand. Yes, the spiders in that cave before burned quite nicely. And then he whoosh, extinguishes the flame.
Shit.
Shall we continue on?
I see no reason to stay here.
Yes. Let us continue.
Lead the way, House Black.
As you make your way through these caverns, again, it is more just depths of walking through, it seems like, endless corridors of rock, dripping stones and stalactites. You go on for an hour, another hour, another hour. And in the final hour, it seems to open up.
Okay.
You guys finally make your way into a enormous room compared to what you've been through. Let me go ahead and reveal a good portion of it.
Still pitch black.
All right, can you guys see the big old room?
Yep.
Okay. And read that. Although the tunnel opens wide into a sprawling cavern here, it seems to be even more claustrophobic, for vicious spider webs crisscross nearly every inch of this place. Along the northern wall, several human-sized lumps in the webs are thickly wrapped in silk webbing, while the entire floor is covered in sticky goop.
Great.
The ceilings here go 20 feet high, all completely from every inch covered in web.
You said up here, that to the north here was all these human-sized clumps?
Yeah, so to the north, it gets a bit more tight up there with all these little, like, pockets. It looks like whatever's clearly some sort of spiders have been shoving their meals up into that little corner there for later.
All right. Can I make a perception check just on the room in general?
Same here. Yeah, go ahead.
That was a natural one.
Ooh. 18.
So as Benson is walking forward.
Huh. Oh, God.
Yep, it's going to be bad.
It's a gelatinous cube.
don't say that. Why do you have to put that in his head?
Let me just go and change out the figure here.
He's thinking it. He steps on the web. It's sticky, so he's like, ah! It's an
gelatinous cube, except it's a CR30.
gelatinous ocean.
That'd be like a gelatinous cube the size of, like, North America.
Yep.
Yeah. As four spiders, five spiders, I'm sorry, come reaching down from the ceiling and plop down right next to you.
Alrighty.
Everyone roll me initiative.
That's better.
Kezra sucks at initiative all the time.
Obviously, we're going to encounter a She-Lol.
There it is. Going around the table.
13 for Kezra.
13. Adelar.
21.
21. Elk.
28. Oh. It's a natural 20.
Oh. Nice. And Sir Benson.
21, also.
Yo, who's the higher dex between?
Probably him. Give me a second. Yeah, I have zero.
Oh, okay. Adler.
Do you have a plus anything?
Do your dex on that, Adler?
Probably not.
So,
sure. Craft Rider.
At least like a plus one, maybe.
Man, I got plus two.
Yeah. You're first.
Yep.
Hold on, this is the exact same order of the last fight.
Damn it, Kezra.
only slightly, because Elk goes first, and then it'll be the spider.
Yeah,
that's great.
Thank God.
So soon we'd have our weapons drawn again, since this is definitely a dangerous facility. He is going to hunt prey, one of the spiders, this one here. Come on, click. There you go.
The most easterly one.
Yes.
Got it.
And he's on draw. First action, hunt prey. Second action, shoot. That is a 15 to hit.
15 to hit the spider. That is a miss.
Shit. That was a natural four. He's going to, I guess, command... Wait, all this here. Sticky?
The entire thing is all sticky.
Difficult terrain.
So... When it comes to moving, any creature who ends their turn adjacent to a wall must make a reflex save. Or you'll have to spend your next turn, spend an action in your next turn, pulling yourself out from it.
Great. He is... So if I move Sculpt here, he doesn't have to do a reflex.
No, and as long as you're not in one of the squares touching a wall, you're fine.
No, he is going to command Sculpt to go here. So one action, and then second action to have him bite a spider. It's gross. But like most dogs, he'll try to eat anything.
Yep.
That is a... That would be a... Shit, 15 to hit.
15 misses.
Yep. Got it.
Right around from Elk.
Yeah.
After that, it is the spider's turn. Oh shoot, I didn't do this.
They all died.
Nope, I totally forgot to do this. So, spring upon prey, it's a reaction.
Aww.
The requirement is initiative has not yet been rolled.
Great.
A creature touches the spider's web while the spider is on it. Clearly, they're always on it. The hunting spider automatically notices the creature and strides.
Oh.
Climbs or descends on a web before it rolls initiative. So they are all actually up on you.
Benson was the one that hit it.
Yep. So yeah, they are all directly on top of Benson there.
Shoot, so
just gonna get the crit cards out now.
Go ahead.
Wait, so should I move Sculpt back?
Just move Sculpt back one, yeah.
Okay.
There we go. So they are all surrounding Benson right now.
So, could I... Okay, I mean, I don't want to try that, but if they were right there...
Then have him make one... have him make one attack.
Take away the move.
Yep.
Attack. Okay, so he's going to attack again. 17.
That actually hits.
Rocket.
Look at that.
Nice.
Good job. He's going to do more damage this battle than me. So that would be a 1d8. 7 plus 2. So 9 points of damage.
Almost max.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, so you bit into that thing pretty nicely.
Crunches this one.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's gross.
Yeah, people eat spider legs.
Yes. I'm sure they do.
Also, my dog would eat literally everything. She didn't care.
Yeah.
All right. So, coming to this hunting spider's turn, now knowing that they're just directly on you. Going west to east. First attack on Benson.
All right.
13.
Miss.
23.
Ray shield blocks.
Okay. Third attack. 17.
Miss.
Okay. Spider number 2.
Oh boy, only 2.
Let me just go ahead and roll here, see which one of these actually matters. Nope. Third spider. Nope.
Wow.
Let's see. Fourth spider. So this is southeast. Last spider doesn't really care for the dog.
Makes sense.
First attack on Skull. Natural one.
Woo!
There's a main spider.
The wrong deck out.
The perfect music. Let's just go with it.
Sorry about that.
The music goes along with the natural one.
Yeah.
Winds of Change. You can't attack the same target again until the end of your next turn. So it attacks Benson.
So it attacks Benson.
great fail.
That was perfect.
So the spider reaches out and then totally misses with his other two attacks.
Okay.
Yep.
That was really fortunate.
Yes. All right. After the spiders,
I think it surrounded you and not anyone else.
That was 14 attacks against me.
Adelar.
All right. Adelar is going to make his way behind Benson. He's going to call out, "Everyone, stay close. Abadar, bless this battle." And everyone within 5 feet of me that is an ally gains a +1 to attack.
Bless you.
Sweet.
Sweet.
That's my turn.
That's your turn. Benson.
I'm going to just open up and start swinging at this particular spider.
You know Cleave, right?
Yeah, sure. How good would Greater Cleave be right now?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. 25.
25 to hit the first spider.
Yep.
Yep. That's a hit.
That's plus your extra one.
Yes, that is plus the extra.
Just check.
6. That's 9 plus 3. 12 points of damage.
You slash at it. It is still alive.
Ooh. Second swing. 17.
17 hits.
Oh, that's very low damage. That's only going to be 8 points of damage.
You still kill it.
Oh, yeah.
When you're rolling 2d8, you don't want to see 8 damage.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's plus your strength, by the way.
Spider got something.
Okay, so first spider is down.
I will raise my shield as my last action.
Raise your shield. Right. It is now Kezra.
Kezra was going to swing at that one, but instead, Kezra will step next to Adelar and then use Electric Arc on these two.
And the first, okay. 3 flex saves, 24.
Half damage.
And 11.
Oh, and wow. Full damage. So 7 and 3.
Yeah.
3 and 7.
All right. You send a bolt of lightning through two of these spiders in front of Benson. It comes back to Elkwood.
Okay. Elk, after seeing his wolf just fight into this one, he's going to change his first action to hunt prey, the one behind it, back here. Second action to shoot a bow, an arrow.
Gotta shoot a bow.
Yeah,
shoot a bow.
That would be a 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. Precision damage, hopefully. They're incorporeal. 9 points of damage.
That did quite a bit.
And he's just going to shoot at it again.
Okay.
Oh, 18 on the die, but it's that, so that'd be a 24.
24 hits.
Precision damage only works. 2 points of damage.
Two. Alright, you stick two arrows into the spider.
Yeah, and Skull's gonna go and chomp the first one again. That'd be a 19.
That hits.
And 3 points of damage.
Not bad.
It's still alive.
Still alive.
Should he go after it again?
Well, you told him to attack it, right?
Yeah, but it's like, I could do that or do the trip.
Oh, right.
But it's like, I don't
got
think
eight legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Trip you get to trip a spider.
So he's just going to bite again. That's a miss.
Sorry.
That's definitely a miss.
A miss.
Strike two, John.
Okay. Elk getting two good shots in. Even Skull getting some damage off. It comes to the spiders.
It still can't attack Skull either.
Yeah.
The crit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Lovely.
So the spider is going to pull its thorax up and shoot a web at Kezra.
Oh.
Yeah. So it needs to... is there a... So it makes an attack roll. A creature hit by the spider's web attack is immobilized and stuck to the nearest surface until it escapes. Natural 20.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I'm stuck.
So you're stuck.
Am I, like, stuck to the ground? Am I prone, or am I just stuck in place?
I imagine you're just stuck in place.
Yeah.
However, it is going to take a step up on top of its corpsey friend and try to bite you.
Oh, no.
I'm immobilized.
You are immobilized. It got a 14 to hit you.
Miss.
All right. Next spider is going to try to bite at Benson. 25 to hit you.
That hits.
All right, you take 5 points of damage.
All right.
Your shield's raised, right?
No. I can't have my shield raised the entire time now, correct?
No, you can. You raise your shield.
Well, it still hits with a 25.
Yeah, right.
But
you can only shield block once.
Yeah, I'm not shield blocking now.
All right. Make me a 42 save.
Oh,
shit.
I'm pretty good at this.
It's like your thing.
Natural 20.
You flex the venom out.
Yeah, it squirts out like a stream of water. next attack.
Miss.
Okay. Spider number...
No, that would hit.
That would hit.
Meets my AC.
Ah, okay. So, more damage.
Yep.
8 points of damage.
Okay.
Make me a 42 save.
16.
You just make it.
That was a 6 on the die, by the way.
That's good.
Alright, after that, it is going to be the next spider's turn. Next spider is also going to go for Benson. Yeah. So these two on the bottom are going for Benson.
Yep.
One of them is going for Skald, and the other one is concentrating on Kezra right now. Spider number three is going to try to bite at Benson as well. Let's see, any of these matter? No. The last spider is going to try to shoot its web at Skald.
I thought it had to attack.
Oh, you're right. Oh, it's going to shoot its web at Benson then.
It's not like he needs to move.
What? 24.
Yep.
Maybe I.
All right. You are immobilized and stuck to the nearest surface, being the ground, until you escape.
You know, I could have redemptive striked that if it was at Skull, but whatever.
Yeah, but I gotta obey the crit card.
Yeah. And 22 for the second hit.
Miss.
All right, and last one does not do it. So right now, Kezra and Benson are immobilized by the spider web.
Hey, this reminds me of the gelatinous cube.
Except it's not, like, suffocating you right now.
Yeah.
Up next, it comes to Adalar.
Adalar is going to focus on the blessings and let the blessings blow. So now his aura is a 10-foot aura. Not that you all are going anywhere. And then he's going to look at the spider in front of Skull. Looks pretty messed up, right?
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Yep.
All right, so he's going to conjure a ball of flame in his hand, and he's going to lash out at it. 18 to hit.
18 hits.
Woo-hoo. 10 points of fire damage.
It goes down. Oh, yeah. Nice. It is dead.
Good work.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it. Sir Benson, your turn.
Which one shot me?
Well, you were immobilized.
Yeah, so I can't attack?
Can he still attack, or can he just not move?
No.
Time out?
You can just, you can't move. You can't move.
You can't move. Okay. So the one that shot you was the one to the east.
Oh, didn't I kill that?
Okay, I'm going
to go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
I'm going to swing at that one.
But he killed the one most to the east, so the one directly below him. You could go for it.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
That was 20.
20 hits.
8. 6.
Oh. It's dead.
Okay. I will swing at the next one. I suppose the one at the bottom.
Yep. Two spiders left.
That's unfortunate. 16?
16 does not hit.
Ray shield.
Okay. After Sir Benson, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra is going to drop the halberd on him.
Nice.
Swing my halberd.
He's going to drop the halberd.
Into the sticky one.
19 to hit.
That hits.
That is a percentile. Oh, yay. 13 points of slashing damage.
Wow, it is very dead. Nice.
Yeah. Huh? It's dead.
Yay!
Very nice.
And I can still reach the one in front of Benson. Wow. So I'm going to swing at that one with my next attack.
Woo!
Oh, that range.
12.
Well, that does not do it.
Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
What?
What?
Did, oh, wait, sorry. Wait, what was your attack roll?
12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no. Okay, all right, that's what I thought. Okay. After Kezra, Elkwood.
All right.
There's one spider left, buddy.
He has to switch again. He's just like, all right, hunt prey again. This time on this one. And he's going to be shooting through people, so that's going to be fun. 8. 9. Shooting through one person, I guess.
So Jake would adjust the AC, so...
It would be a 19 total for me.
19 total, yeah, that hits. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that would be... 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. He's not looking good.
Okay, so he's just going to shoot again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 20 total.
That hits.
Okay.
It dies.
Well, yeah.
6.
And 1 left.
Just arrows just...
You strike down the spiders. Oh, there's spider guts going everywhere.
Ew.
That's gross.
Kether uses a little produced flame to burn all that web off around his legs and feet. And he's like, I told you these things weren't a challenge. Puny spiders.
So as soon as the fight ends, Benson will lay on hands himself.
Okay.
Get
a little bit of health back.
Yeah. That could have been far worse than it was.
Yes.
I know. Those bites, were they poisonous, Benson?
I didn't feel anything, but the blacks have always been a hardy people.
Didn't matter. You saw how deft he swung that shield around and blocked every bite.
Didn't expect anything less.
Things aren't going to do anything against a seasoned knight like him.
I was telling you about my sister earlier. She actually doesn't use a shield. She uses 2 swords. And
what?
Blocking bites from these things is not nearly as hard as blocking every strike from her.
I can't even imagine. Dual swordsman. I've never seen one. The gods of Chiliac's always standard sword and board, so... Never seen a dual fighter before.
There's no white woman here, though. Wait, was it white woman? And
Spider
yeah, woman? Yeah, white
there
spider
were,
woman?
There was some sort of woman controlling him.
Yes.
But we don't know where she possibly is.
So no woman here.
It seems like there's more cave to explore. And then Elk's going to turn to Adelar from the case. So, these are quite flammable. Do you want to do the honors?
Well, I'm no scientist, but I'm afraid if we burn all the webs here, we might consume all the oxygen in here, suffocating us.
Sounds like a great idea.
Kezra is just going to start hacking his way through the webs over here because he wants to investigate these piles.
Wait, Kezra, before we proceed, is anyone hurt? Should I treat some wounds before we go forward?
He just goes anyway.
All right.
He's just going with his halberd and swinging until it's completely covered in webs, and then he just burns the webs off the halberd.
If you don't use a spell slot, I still have, 5 hit points down.
I could roll up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see.
I don't make it, but I don't critically fail. So.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to keep with Kezra.
I don't know how to treat spider bites. I'm sorry.
What black magic is this?
And me and Scott will just hang out here. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you guys go to investigate the lumps on the northern wall?
Yep, the lumps.
You find that most of these sacks are full of rot and decay when punctured. Yep, so as you sort of as you're chopping through, your blade kind of cuts one and just bleh.
Kendra's going to detect magic all over it.
So as you do that, you detect magic and you do get a ping. One of the lumps reveals a recently deceased adventurer.
Kendra will body, drag that one out.
Their body is desiccated beyond recognition, but still intact.
Really?
Let's see what poor soul had on him. That belongs to me now.
As you pull the desiccated body out, a very nice shiny scimitar is on his hip.
Hmm. No. I'm not trained.
I am going to read aura and do some recall knowledge on it.
Okay.
Can I also recall knowledge on the star knife again?
You most certainly may.
Natural 20 on the recall knowledge.
Yeah. For which one?
It was the scimitar.
Ah, okay.
I'll just be honest. It was the scimitar.
It was both of them, Jake.
This is a +1 striking scimitar.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Another striking rune.
I know.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
Wait, hey, Kel, does Kezra's halberd have a striking rune on it?
Does not. Ooh, not yet.
Ooh. Is the halberd magic? Because you could just transfer it, right?
Yeah, man.
Yet.
Yeah. Oh. Spending the money in days. Yeah.
We have to be in town. It takes
a day.
It took a day, yeah. So. I'll put that in the inventory, and I'm going to roll knowledge on the star knife again.
Fuck.
No.
Guys, there's definitely at least one striking rune we have.
It's a +1.
Right. Oh, wait, no, we did figure out that there was a striking room.
The starting room.
It was just one thing that we didn't understand.
On yep, yeah, there's an additional rune on that star knife, and it is... It makes it very powerful, but you guys cannot figure out what it is.
So, flesh sacks, basically, at this point.
Food sacks.
Food sacks, yeah. Well, you know how spiders... You know how spiders feed. Yeah, it's kind of gross. Elk is going to move a little bit, but he's going to stealth up a little bit. Like, something's putting him on edge. Like, the spider's coming down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to start stealthing a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, question.
Yes?
Did we ever... I think I said it, but I don't think you ever told us about detecting magic on Vaz's dagger.
I don't know if we actually went over that.
No, we didn't. You mentioned it was a bonded item, but...
Oh, right.
Its bonded properties don't mean anything to us, but...
You know what? Let me go ahead and tell you what else that was.
You destroyed that much. Shields Grave Knight.
We had to break it. What was it? So she had... it was a +1 dagger.
Okay.
That she had. She also had a healing potion on her as well.
Okay. Lesser?
I'll say yes. It didn't actually say what she had.
Okay.
Interesting.
Major. Got it.
It literally just says healing potion. But yes.
Okay. So now we have 4 potions.
Cool.
Alright, so there are 2 hallways... corridors that lead off from this. What would you like to try to do? Which one do you want to go to?
What Elk is looking at is the trigger, because he saw that how the spiders came down
mm-hmm.
on Benson. So he's looking at any of the webs on the floor to see if there's like any strands that are leading up, possible, like, you know, ones jumping down or something like that.
As you're looking around, it's hard not to step on a web here.
But you
can see just like from the light from Benson's shield and stuff like that. You don't see any more spiders. So it looks like they sort of sat there at the entrance for some reason. Like they kind of just huddled there.
Hmm. Yeah, God, the intelligence spiders. Of that woman that apparently controls spiders.
What was that to?
Guard spiders.
Yeah. Do we see further? Is this a corridor?
No, that's just wall there, sorry.
Wall.
Yep. Okay. So there is the corridor up here.
Sorry.
On the north. Going east, and then there's one more south that also goes east.
Well, it seems we have 2 options.
Which area smells worse?
Can I roll smell?
Roll perception.
Perception.
10.
21.
Ooh. Ah. Benson, the southern one seems to smell a bit more musky.
The southern one has more of a foul smell to it, I suppose.
Shall we head towards the foul or away?
I don't know. Are we looking to cleanse, or are we looking to find?
Nope. Okay,
I say we head north. Don't want to get our clothes too dirty.
I second that. Okay. I feel as if I have enough spiders, though it's clearly not our last encounter.
The spiders...
Oh my god!
Skull, why?
Hold up.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so we're gonna head north.
Yeah.
So you guys begin heading north. You seem to hear footsteps coming behind you.
Wait. Oh god,
Benson. From back here?
From back here.
Oh boy.
Benson heard them.
I heard them.
Yeah.
What about 18?
What's the marching order right now?
Well, I mean, you see it on the screen. Benson's leading the way, Kezra, and then me and Elkwood are like kind of converging on the northern tunnel, and then Skolt picking up the rear.
I don't even say anyone else. I just scream, Skolt! Behind you!
What's that to say they know we're here?
Yeah. Elk's gonna turn around immediately at that point.
I think Adlar might go move up into this cranny.
So you guys start taking defensive positions?
Yeah.
I'm also guarding. I'm watching the front of us, too. Just because there's something behind us doesn't mean there's not something in front of us.
That's true.
Because there's way far up. I think I'd want to be kind Pencil of movements. A little closer. Well, maybe more like here.
So you guys take some positions, and you hear the footsteps slowly creeping. Just blip, blip, blip. And you hear, what? What happened? And you see a woman creep around the side.
Halt! Who are you?
She looks like this.
Oh.
All right.
Interesting.
All right.
She says, my name is Rinaldi. I'm not from here. You'll have to excuse me. There's much danger ahead. Who are you? Or perhaps you could help me.
We're from Breach Hill. We are investigating these caves and some leads that we found. What are you doing down here? When you say you're not from here, what do you mean?
Listen, and she starts to like, gets all kind of jittery. This striking woman has an air of curiosity and recklessness about her as you see her sort of interacting. Only the strange sheen of her eyes, slightly jerky movements, and the tendency to lace her fingers together like a spider's web indicate that she is anything out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Can I do like a knowledge on her to see if I recognize her race?
Sure.
Or ancestry?
Yes. Yeah.
While he does that, do I even see her?
I mean, I would assume so. She's talking to you guys, so.
Okay. Nope.
So,
I'm going to slowly move back in then.
Because it was like, you stay right there. No closer.
Would that be a society check?
Yeah, go ahead and make a society check.
Oh, okay. 16.
7.
23.
The way that she's sort of jerking, you're reminded of these people called the Anandi, or Anadi people. We go read about Anadi.
Anadi?
Anadis are peaceful, reclusive humanoids who live deeply within the woodlands, jungles, and other untamed areas of wilderness. Their natural forms resemble humanoid spiders covered in beautiful and distinctive markings of varying colors. These patterns are unique as other humanoids' facial features, birthmarks, and other identifying aspects. Anadis have an innate talent for illusion and transmutation. They learned long ago how off-putting their natural forms can be to other humanoids. So, they frequently use their innate talents to assume humanoid forms. When they do so, only a strange, lovely sheen in their dark eyes and their deliberative, jerky movements of their gestures might indicate that an Anadi is not entirely what they appear to be. Given their tendency to accommodate humans' delicate sensibilities towards arachnids, most Anadis consider showing their natural forms to a stranger, a rather rude display. Instead, most display their spider-like forms only as an intimidation tactic when threatened. When forced into combat, and eventually most Anadis despise, they shift into their true form as soon as possible, allowing them to inflict their devastating natural venom on their foes. You know that these are usually very good creatures.
Oh, okay. Elk is not going to say that first, but like he's curious because he's like racking his brain. He's just like, what the hell? Like then he's just thinking of like perhaps a possible interaction at like one point in time. Like, or like he've heard of them, like read something, you know, anything. And he kind of gets a little bit in front of Benson. And what was her name again?
Rinaldi.
And then he's going to look at her. And he goes, yo,
You're Illuminati, aren't you?
Oh, you saw right through me. No. Please, I don't mean you any harm.
No, it's quite all right.
Let me explain from the beginning. It's been a long time since I came here through the Hunter Gate. You see, I was chasing this cult. They called themselves Cinder Claws. I was tracking them for weeks, and somehow they managed to use this portal. I chased them in, but it exploded behind all of us. So here I am. I managed to get away before they killed me. And this creature in the cave, only over there. And she points sort of down the hallway.
Oh, where we're about to head?
Where you're about to head.
Ah, okay.
That creature has scared me more than anything I've ever seen.
What did this creature look like?
Oh, it's terrifying. I don't know if I've ever seen it. The Mwangi Expanse never had anything like that.
Did you say the Mwangi Expanse?
Yes, that is where I'm from.
Oh.
Well, it seems you're answering a lot of questions that we have had. For we are from, as we said, we are from Breach Hill. We were investigating an issue, and we came across cultists ourselves that were from the Mwangi Expanse. It seems that your purposes and ours were aligned.
Wait a minute, where exactly are we? I have not traveled much here. I've been trying to keep tabs on the Cinder Claws, but they're vicious and they keep a close eye on me.
We're in Isgur, right?
Yeah, you're in Isgur, so Isgur. It's like, Isgur. Yeah, like very north of Mwangi Expanse.
We're in the nation of Isgur. The nearby town is called Breach Hill.
Isgur. Sorry, I don't usually get out of the jungle. I think it was there's a child, maybe. I don't quite know.
A child? What child?
But no, when I was a child.
When she was a child.
Calm down there, Benson.
I shall smite you.
Sorry, he's very on edge.
Are you?
They're usually good aligned.
Are you a father, Benson?
You don't know.
Sure, we don't. And, like, the entire time she's speaking, like, I apparently know that they're supposed to be good, but, like, can I just do a deception check, just in case?
When a perception on her?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want a sense motive.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
That's trash. All right. I believe every word.
That's also trash.
19.
19? Yeah. She seems pretty candid.
And do we... So, did... By chance, did you meet another woman here? She was a half-elf.
The half-elf woman? Wait, you're not in league with her?
Oh, no. She is quite indisposed.
We just killed her.
That.
Her blood still stains our clothes.
Oh, blessings to you all. She was quite formidable. I managed to chase her off, but I was afraid she might be back. She had the most unsettling... look in her eyes when she came to me.
She may have wrote about you in her journal.
She said you were very mean.
Pretty sure that's how she wrote it, right?
She spoke of you as a guardian of this area.
Oh, I suppose I'm some sort of guardian, but mostly I'm just trying to survive. I've been sort of stuck here ever since the portal exploded.
Benson will put his sword back in its scabbard. Are you in need of anything?
If you're here to help me, I would love to get home.
We're here looking for the ring of Alceta. Apparently some sort of portal. It seems you've perhaps come through.
Well, perhaps the Hunter Gate is part of that. Yes, I know what you speak of, but getting there will be dangerous.
And she sort of like looks down the hallway, like you guys can't like quite see like where she's looking. She goes,
"There are great dangers ahead. Are you willing to fight with me to get there?"
"This is our goal. I fear nothing."
"Then you will fear what lies ahead."
"We'll see."
"Tell us, this creature that lies ahead, are there multiple paths to reach it?"
"Well, there's
the place that I've been holding up here, and she sort of points down the southern hallway, or the southernmost eastern hallway. But here, you could go right to it. Are you planning on coming from two different directions, as I told you?
That is the goal. We have fighters of great prowess, and we work best when we split up into teams.
I can run right into it. Take him from behind.
Tell me, what is town where you just walked from?
Oh, my home. Do you wish to go there? If you require rest, I will let you sleep.
This is the best NPC ever.
It's like, even though she's like, you know, kind of like a spider, like in human shape right now. So it's just like, just don't think about that and you're fine.
It's like finding the nurse in the Shinra building when she lets you sleep.
Yeah.
And rest.
No, I think we should just take this thing out now. Unless any of you have other ideas.
Can you tell me again what the form of this beast is?
It looks like some sort of great demon or something.
Oh. Vaz's notes. They said something about a statue coming to life, did they not?
Did. It mentioned an animated statue.
I can't cut stone, for the love of God.
Well, this thing is not made of stone. It has fur and fangs. It looks more beast.
Huh.
Well, that is something I can cut. So at least I'll have something to work with.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Exactly.
Before we proceed, I think it is only right that we establish some sort of formal contract. Yous have something you need. We have assistance that we need. I think it would be best to write out the terms.
Terms of helping me get back home?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I apologize, and I did not introduce myself. My name is Atalar Vaynor, Cleric of Abadar. I don't know if the goodness of Abadar has reached the Morgi Expanse, but Abadar is all for helping people, but contracts must be drawn up so that we are aware of the expectations of the other parties.
Do we really have time for that now?
Well, there's always time to get these things straight, Benson, for we don't want another experience of someone abandoning us half in through our exploration, like what happened in Hell Knight Hill. That cursed Hell Knight.
Benson, you wouldn't think so little of Adelar to think that he wouldn't have many pre-drawn contracts.
Of course.
He need only add some of the fine print and details.
Now, initial.
This will take time.
I pull out a contract and it's like
10 pages.
See, it's a simple help me help you contract.
Very cut and dry.
You just have to initial here, 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 page 5, initial here.
No, write up your contract, please. I'll just go run face first into whatever we need to fight.
I mean, if you want to go off headlong into battle, Benson, without my healing magic, you are more than welcome.
I never said that.
Abadar doesn't proceed with his dealings with the cavalier attitude to that of Idomedae.
Ouch. Kezra just cast Scorching Ray in your butt, or what?
Yeah, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, but if it will help me get to my home and we can finally put a dent in these Cinderclaws, I will do anything.
All right, perfect. So he pulls out a contract. Oh, it's a very standard help me help you. It says that Adelar is the arbitrator of the contract. He remains that he is a mediator of such to the party. He will take a objective stance. He will not inflict any fees or taxes that are unnecessary according to the agreements of the contract, and that make sure that all services rendered are repaid in a fair manner, whether through gold, through helping, through adventuring, plundering, etc. Not plundering, but you know,
fair. You have no idea how much Benson hates this.
Yeah.
What exactly is taxis?
Never mind about that. It's just if we encounter the local authorities and there is some tax that must be levied for our services rendered. But
is tax some sort of creature?
No, it's more.
It's
like,
essentially a creature. It takes your money.
It's
coming.
It's about as common as death.
Oh,
and it steals your gold.
She sort of takes the pencil back.
No, yeah, it's a turn of phrase.
It is merely that we make sure that all parties get due compensation for services rendered. You see, we want to make sure that everyone is treated fairly, including yourself. This is to protect us as it is much to protect you.
It's like my family paying for the property tax of churches in this entire area, and they're just existing, so they can't just exist. The state needs to take something for them being exist. I don't know how to explain taxes. I tried.
This faraway land is quite strange, but I will agree to these terms.
Tell me about it.
All right. As they are signing.
What's your signature look like?
Oh, yeah.
She spells her name very fancy, but the dot on the eye is a little spider.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's good. It's like Halloween.
Yeah.
And then after the contracts are sealed, the ink kind of glows a little bit, and Adelar goes, "By Arbidar's gaze, the deal is sealed."
He's a witch. Kill him.
Elk is going to approach her. So what type of combat effectiveness do you have?
Oh, well, us and Nadi are very good with our fangs. Oh, perhaps I should show you my true self if we are going into combat.
You have not yet seen my true form.
Oh
god.
Oh yeah, let me pull up a picture of an Anadi for you.
Yeah.
The true form?
It looked like something straight out of Starfinder.
Oh. Neat.
Oh,
they're not
that's
that bad.
That's kind of kick ass.
Yeah, they're
humanoid
cool.
With spider faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she has these like nasty mandibles. So you remember from your knowledge that doing this is usually not something that they usually do, but in combat, she's going to, you know, use everything she's got.
She's going to slap.
She's going to bite.
Yes.
So she says that I can cast spells. I can cast some illusory spells. Things that are blind. If you wish to go invisible, I can also do things like that.
Ooh. Well, if I'm going in the front, it would be very helpful if people coming in behind it were not visible.
Oh, do one of you wish to be invisible for when we
Elk.
Lead the attack?
Yes. Yes. Elk is gonna approach. Yes, that would be my department here.
I was going to make myself invisible as well.
Invisible
also,
party.
Benson, I was going to cast another spell that might help you in your defenses.
Really?
Yes.
You have something up your sleeve, Kesra?
Indeed. But I'll save it for right when we go in.
Very well.
Great. And right before we launch the charge, I would like to spend some time concentrating on the blessings of Abaddon to give us strength in battle. I want to spend, like, 2 rounds, like, beefing up Bless a little bit.
Okay.
So it has, like, a 15-foot range when we first go in.
Okay.
It would eat up into, like, the time, but, you know, we have, like, 10 rounds. Or it's, like, active for 10 rounds, so... Yeah.
Benson doesn't have any special thing to cast here. He's literally just going to kneel down and pray to Iomide for strength and guidance.
Yeah,
he has no idea what's going on here.
Before we go in, I'm going to cast Blur on you.
Oh,
holy shit!
Badass.
Yep.
Blur.
I'll take however many burns you can send my way if you need to cast Blur on me. Good lord. Roast the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. So you guys get your spells ready. You're going to use them, you know, when you find the time appropriate. Let me go ahead and reveal the area here.
Oh my god, what is that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh god, it's Exodia.
It, like... Oh god.
So you guys get your spells ready. You are ready to fight whatever this thing is that Renali has told you about.
Yeah. Elk, beforehand, he's moving all his crystals, like, the charms that he's had, and just moving them all around.
Okay.
Right now.
And before so... Benson is going to call all of you down. I'm going to walk straight up, and I'm going to engage this thing. If this person, and he looks at the spider lady, is telling the truth, you'll be able to get on its backside. If it doesn't, and you end up somewhere else, please just come and help me. But if everything is right, you should just be able to attack this thing's back.
Adelar, you stay on Benson. I will flank it, since I'll be invisible.
Couldn't agree more. Elkwood, are you going with Kesra then, since you two will be
invisible? Of course. We shall take it. Take it and strike.
Just put Skull in your shirt so he can be invisible too.
Just head is poking out.
Floating dog like head.
A Pomeranian.
How's this work? Yes.
And you, our new friend, shall you come with Benson and I?
Yes, I will take the most advantageous approach and try to sink my mandibles into it. Her mandibles sort of on her face.
Excellent.
Hey, Adelar.
Yes.
There was one other time I walked in my own will to face something that I knew could kill me. I'm still here. I wonder if I'll still be here later.
Ha! Do you think me or Abadar would let you fall so easily?
I don't know. No. Probably not.
Could always sign a contract.
God. I call dibs on heels. It's in the contract.
You're not allowed to heal anyone else. So Benson pulls his sword, kneels down, says a prayer, and will begin walking.
Kesra casts invisibility, blur, activates his claws, and casts magic weapon on his sword, on his halberd.
Elk switches actually to his curved blade, attaches the owlbear claw, as well as striking rune. Potency crystal.
You can't.
That's not one I can just do.
No.
Nope.
You have to have a magic blacksmith do that.
Oh, I thought there was like a charm I had. Okay, never mind.
Oh, do you have a charm that gives like a temporary?
It was like one for one turn. It was just a...
That sounds familiar.
That does sound familiar.
Potency crystal, it's just can be affixed to a weapon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And once it's activated, one turn, that's it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yep.
So he's going to attach that and the bear claw, or owlbear claw to it.
Oh my gosh.
You suit up, ready to fight whatever this thing is.
Adelar cast plus.
You walk into the room. A massive throne constructed of old bones and broken furniture tied together with ropes and chains and draped with moth-eaten velvet is the overwhelming centerpiece of this wide open cave. Arrayed in concentric circles around the throne are the skeletal corpses of small oblong skulled humanoids, each posed with their head inclined reverently toward the throne seat. Atop the throne is this.
Christ.
What the hell?
Oh no, I think I know what that is.
Oh good lord.
What the hell?
And he stands to greet you and goes, "It is I, the goblin god Roldor." And I will see you guys next time.
Oh, oh my god.
Shit.
Hello there, everybody. It is Jake, the GM of your favorite Dragon Punch Squad podcast. If you've listened this far into the episode, you must really like us. But did you know that there's more content from us for you to enjoy? That's right. If you go onto YouTube or Twitch, you can find some of our old streams of other one-shots or Pathfinder Society games. And we also stream some games here or there together, which is always fun. And if you really like us, we actually want to hear from you. Just to let you know, we do have a Reddit and a Discord available as well. So head on over to one of our social media sites and find the link there, and join in on a discussion. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, or share a meme or two. That's always an option. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.